Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey now, where we come in with a music jingle. I love a jingle. Hey everyone, episode 3 of Calm Down Podcast. It's not all one word, Calm Down Podcast. It's the Calm Down Podcast. Aaron Andrews, I'm Carissa Thompson. Hi, friend.
Hello. How was the week? Wait, you're in New York now, right?
I'm in New York.
Change of settings.
Fill in the listeners slash viewers if you're watching this on YouTube. Yes, I split my time between New York and LA. So the lighting is always changing. It's actually pitch dark here. Nothing a ring light won't fix. I love a light, as you know, at this age. Give me a Christmas tree. What a week we've had though, dolls. Since we had our last podcast, Tiger Woods, thankfully, he's okay. What an incredible sportsman showmanship that we saw from the entire PGA, LPGA, the whole golf community coming out and wearing red and black for him. So happy to hear that he's doing all right. We have JJ Watt. He'll also be wearing red for different reasons.
Yeah, red and black. Way to go, JJ. Excited for them.
Also, we had the Golden Globes and I had my first Peloton ride. So where do you want to start?
Well, I want to go back to the Golden Globes really, really quick. And actually, before I do that, another thing I want to add, I just saw on Instagram, breaking news, the Billions cast back on set, which is huge. That excites me so much. I totally got into Billions, as we talked to Kevin Hart about over quarantine. Have to watch it on closed caption. I don't know how to short a stock. I don't know how to up it. I don't even know how to invest in it, but I fully want to hang out with Wags so badly and go clubbing with him when that's possible in New York. Also, Golden Globes, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, They just rock. They're amazing. And you and I know, and everybody a part of this podcast, doing things with technology right now, super difficult. One was in New York, one was in California. I thought it was freaking awesome. I love them. They should host everything.
Well, right now you're in California and I'm in New York, and this might be a very similar Golden Globe situation where they broke the third wall.
Yeah.
I still don't know what it's called. The show, how they hosted that from two different coasts, which is awesome. You mentioned Billions. I saw a sign in New York the last time I was here 2 weeks ago, and they said they were filming around the corner. I may or may not do some stalking around the city. Look, my days
gosh.
Are free.
Yes. You
know, other than when we're doing the podcast and house and home stuff. Swipe up.
Wait, before we get to Peloton, which I cannot wait for this story, you're a little sensitive about swiping up right now. What's wrong with you? You're a little sensitive. You're a lot sensitive.
Let me tell you guys how. So Aaron and I, part of this podcast, this episode, we'll talk about our friendship, because half the time people will go, I didn't even know that you guys were friends. I'm like, well, okay, well, that's been 15 years, but
girls can be friends.
So we will tell some funny friend stories that Aaron and I have had over the tenure of our relationship a little bit later on in the podcast. But Aaron and I's routine goes a lot like this. Morning text, send stories of what's happening in the world. Then if the stories are really juicy and we know we shouldn't be texting about them, then we call each other because
offline.
Yep. And one of those stories was, I went off this morning how people are really annoyed by me and doing all these ads on my Instagram account. It's probably why I don't have any music capabilities anymore. I'm going to tell you why I'm doing ads on my Instagram. Because I live in a couple places. I've got mortgages. I've got rent to pay. I have a business that I'm trying to build. So if you don't like that I'm doing swipe ups, then unfollow me. I'm sorry. I saw Jennifer Aniston do a swipe up, so I feel a lot better about me out here hawking stuff in the streets. So thank you for letting me get that off the chest. Calm down, Carissa.
Yeah, I know. Calm down, people that have a problem with swipe ups. First of all, I love it. I made my poor husband. Yesterday was our swipe up day that I had to do a few, and everything is staged. I've learned now, God love him, not a photographer, wouldn't know a filter if it fell over him. I'm like, babe, no, higher angle. Like, we like a light, but give me a high angle. And then I'm always like, come on, you know, I don't look cute in this, try harder. And then it turns into a situation. So swipe ups, not only do we love them because it pays for some things, may or may not cause some marital distress. So,
I love Kyle for so many reasons, but when I first met Kyle, I was like, so here's how this is going to go. I'm going to need you to take a few pictures and a few videos. And he's like, sure, not a problem. He would stand on the side of the road. We were staying at this lake, and he would stand on the side of the road and take so many pictures where I went back in my phone at one point. I'm like, oh my God, it took you 125 pictures to find the right one. I mean, he's like, you just said, keep snapping. I love you.
When he laid on the click button.
Oh, well, I mean, it took that many for me to get the right angle. Apparently, that said, you mentioned a high angle.
Yeah.
sweet little girl at the restaurant that I went to the other night, because we're now finally allowed to go to restaurants.
So
girlfriend
good.
Sarah was in town, and so we were documenting the moment. And the girl got on the ground and took a picture. I said, whoa, that's not going to be a good angle. And she goes, no, trust me, it is. I'm telling you, next time, tell Jarrett to get on the ground and take a picture. Elongates. Although you're like 6 feet tall as it is.
No, I don't want anything from neck. I need like looking down. I don't need...
Actually, just try it. Just humor me and let two of the pictures you'll end up deleting be an up angle. Anyway.
Yesterday, really fast, sorry to cut you off. We were doing the final photo and we were still speaking, which was great. Because again, these cause tension in the marriage. He got it and I was over it at that point. I was doing the look away part because I was not, you know, and he's like, this light looks great. And I was like, okay, that's funny, but let's not tell anyone you said that. And I just told the five listeners we have. So the light looks great.
It's six now.
I'm ready for this story. I'm ready. My armpits are sweating. I'm so ready. Because
okay.
Preface it, I am a massive, massive Peloton. Like I'm just a junkie. I'm obsessed. I don't know what you would call me. I'm super freaking annoying about it. I DM the instructors. I'm so excited. Go.
Getting up because I need like a booster chair. This is like very uncomfortable. And I'm sitting
good
because
I need a pillow too.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like a pillow.
Okay. So again, part of Erin and I's routine. Is this working? Is this thing on?
Yeah. I'm getting comfortable.
Okay, great. Settle in, everybody. So part of Erin's routine, we talk for a living, is like, okay, what are you doing today? What do you got going on? So this morning, our conversation was, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, well, before the podcast, I'm in New York. And so downstairs, which the gym opened back up in the building, they have
so
two
good.
Pelotons. Well, is it Peloton or Peloton or what?
Who cares?
Okay, it doesn't matter. So I was so excited because I was like, I'm going to do my first Peloton ride. And she's like, oh my God, stop it. Who are you going to take? What's the class? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, so do you have shoes? And I'm like, you need like special shoes for this? What are you talking about? So I go down there. I'm all excited. Luckily, you're supposed to sign up for the gym. I didn't know how to use the app. I just went down there hoping that nobody
Carissa,
was in there.
Come on. You're one of those.
I am totally one of those.
Follow the rules.
Oh, I'm not a rule follower. You know that. So I go downstairs. Luckily, no one's in the gym. I got the bike all to myself. I'm so excited. All of a sudden, I'm like, I got to put in my information. Now I'm logging in and it says I already have a login. I have no recollection of ever signing up for a Peloton class. Now we got 20 minutes to log in. It's a whole thing. Fine. I set up a new code. It's like, you know, I try like CT121. They're like, that's taken. I'm like, oh, is it? Because that's very common. Anyways, so I get logged in. I choose the class and there's no audio. There's nothing happening in the sound. But not to worry, because you also turned me on to this new podcast about how entrepreneurs like started their business are both starting a business.
Yeah.
You're just well underway, as evidenced by the clothing line behind you. Please show everyone what's happening there.
For those that you can't see or watching on YouTube, you should be though. I'm in my wear closet. But go on. This is about Peloton. Go. Not an ad.
Erin
would love it to be.
Very, very interested in our entrepreneurship and starting companies, et cetera, et cetera. So she sent me, ironically, the John Foley podcast on how he started Peloton. So I spent the entire ride, which I then turned into an hour ride because
amazing.
I was listening to the John Foley podcast on how he started Peloton. And I was so into it and I was sweating. I didn't even know what the instructor was saying. She had this cute little outfit on, this like, you know, I don't know. You guys know all the names. I don't know the names of any of these people, but I was so into it. I wasn't even hearing what she was saying, like go harder, go faster. I was making up my own, but I still enjoyed it. I had a great time.
Okay. So the gist of that podcast that you were listening to, he talks about how he sells it is the instructors and the music. So not only did you not pay attention to the instructor or the music. Okay. I mean,
but the great news is that I still was a fan of the product because I was sweating so much.
So much.
I was just trying to go off of my experience from SoulCycle where I was like, okay, let's do 5 seconds here that are like up the hill, 20 seconds here that are up the hill. And the whole time he was saying like about the story about how he started selling them in the Short Hills Mall and that's how Peloton got like, you know, whatever. Like he was like, if we can just sell one bike a day. And I just loved listening to his story while on his product. Now I'll figure out the, you know, music and the instructors the next time. But I was super inspired when I got off the bike by his story, the success of Peloton, and I got a great sweat. So I'm hooked. I get it. And I haven't even experienced the best part.
Yeah, you don't. And I love that you listen to the podcast and that's great and all, but I'm now concerned. What's wrong with the audio?
I don't know. I just was excited that I got in the gym without a reservation and that I got on the bike. I didn't have the right shoes on. They were just running shoes. So
that's
now
fine.
I got like,
that's fine.
Fancy equipment. But I got to tell you, whenever I talk to you, you're like, I'm in a bad mood. I got to get on the bike. I get it because afterwards, I mean, it's not just the coffee I'm drinking.
No.
So I'm hooked and I can't wait to go and figure out how to get the audio to work the next time, which is always a problem for me. I'm very technologically disadvantaged.
Can you give me a clue of what the instructor looked like?
Yeah, I took a video.
Yes. I'm so obsessed with all these people.
Yeah. So he was talking about how he had put out an ad.
Yeah.
Weird ads. Even rich people do it. About how he was asking for instructors on social media. And like the one girl, who's the one girl who wrote him? And like, she was like the first one or whatever.
Her name is Jen. She's not there anymore, but she was a fan favorite to many men. Many.
This is who it is. Again, I know that you can't, how's that nail looking?
Oh, it's Olivia. She is a little firecracker. She's amazing.
You know who this?
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
And I will tell you, her abs class is phenomenal. She is a little like firecracker. She's amazing. She will kill you. Her Tabata rides, 30 seconds on, 20 seconds off. Amazing. Her abs classes, unbelievable, full blown. I love you, Olivia. She's amazing.
Oh my God. I'm just so impressed that you got that just off a screenshot. But yeah, I mean, just to think I was that into it without even hearing what she was saying. So I'm hooked. Thank you for turning me onto it. Again, like everything in life, I'm very late to the party on. So yeah, it's part of friendship is giving out advice and whether the person takes it right away or waits 3 years. Either way, here I am. Oh, you also have an iced coffee back there? Look at us, cute.
No, this is hot and I'm hot in my room even though I'm wearing a cardigan. Cute. Yeah, I'm so happy you joined the party. I need you to figure out the audio because that I feel like is, as John says in that podcast, one of the best things about Peloton. One thing last night, I decided to do a 45-minute ride and they did the Bad Boy Entertainment ride and I was laughing the whole time because—
Daddy Bad Boy?
Yep. They played every like song and it was amazing. It was so, so good. And even I'll be missing you. Like that was a slower ride. It was fantastic. But that's what you forget. You're like, I just burned this thing for 45 minutes and I'm happy. And I feel like these instructors are my best friends. I DM all of them and I want to be friends with them. I love them. It's a cult. It's one of the best cults I've ever been a part of, if I could say that out loud.
Please tell us about the ones that you didn't enjoy being a part of on the next podcast.
We'd like you to be a part of our cult and subscribe. How's that transition?
I love that. That's so good. Social handles, I'm not sure what they are still, but they're available somewhere.
And then also remind everyone to subscribe and rate the Calm Down podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to I'll plug this. Our IG account, Calm Down Podcast, is freaking funny. Like our people are doing Scott, Lauren, they're crushing life.
I know. I do
really doing
that.
A great job.
And I appreciate all the effort. Erin and I wanted to start a podcast for a long time and we're going to take our first break here on the Calm Down Podcast. And we will be back with more on how Erin and I became friends.
Around the time of Christopher Columbus.
Welcome back to the Calm Down Podcast with Erin and Carissa, the Calm Down Podcast, Calm Down Podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram, Calm Down Podcast. You can follow me at Erin Andrews. Your Instagram again is at Carissa
J. Thompson. The J, yep. Middle name Jean. It's for my grandma. I was told I was adopted when I was younger because I had blonde hair and blue eyes. The only person in my family that had blonde hair and blue eyes was my grandma. My brother and sister used to say I was adopted. They would take my parents' insurance papers from the glove box and say, these are the papers. They keep them in here to hide them from you. It's traumatic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I didn't know that about you.
I'm sitting on a leather couch. That was therapy. I had to get it out. So yeah, the J's from my grandma, Carissa Jean. That sounds very hillbilly.
I love it. I'm Erin Jill, the pill.
What's the pill
Whatever.
For?
I don't know. Because the pill meaning a pain in the butt. Erin Jill, the pill.
At least it's the other way. It wasn't the other pill.
Well, apparently it didn't work. Bahamas. My parents were in the Bahamas. That's
what
I heard.
You know where you were conceived?
Yes.
And why do you know that?
I don't know. My mom just threw it out there.
No.
I also know this. my mom was in labor for like 11 minutes. Basically, I could have been named Dotson because I was almost born in my parents' Dotson.
No.
Yeah, I had a lot of things to do. I was very, very busy.
11? Oh my God. Well, my mom was in labor for like 17 hours because I was 9 pounds and 13 ounces. Do you want to know what my nickname was?
What?
Carissa Tank Thompson. Tank. Tank. Because I was huge.
That's cute though.
Is it? Is it cute being 9 pounds and 13 ounces and big bone? I'm like, Mom, did you need to eat for four? I'll never forget this time. I was 8 years old and my mom was like standing with her friend Michelle and she's like, mind you, I was eight. She goes, yeah, I'm still trying to lose the baby weight. Kathy. That's going to be mean.
Meanwhile, me in junior high, my nickname was Minute because my growth spurt was so big. I had to wear elastic jeans and I had no weight on me. I was taking those Ensure shakes and all the boys called me Minute.
Oh, you're so—
I know, which is why I'm hunched over and I'm buying back braces from Amazon. We'll get to that next episode. But to continue from, we were babies. We didn't know each other then. But you brought this up the other day, the day we actually met. I remember meeting you. I just didn't realize the impression I gave you was the one story you're going to tell right now, which is absolutely not true, but I will indulge you more once you explain it.
Okay. So people always say like, oh, how long have you and Erin been friends? I'm like, well, I've known Erin for a long time because when I was working at the Big Ten Network, she was working at ESPN. So background here is you would all sit at the same sort of like scores table, media table, whatever. Each outlet had their own position, but you would sit literally right next to whoever the other said outlet was. So I sat next to Erin, and Erin was very established. She was at ESPN. That's where I wanted to go. Okay. She's rolling her eyes.
Wasn't.
She can't see that. She's very uncomfortable with any kind of praise. Erin had the job that I always wanted,
sweating.
But I was like, all right, work hard, Carissa. You'll get there one day, right? So I'm sitting next to Erin. She couldn't have been nicer, but I'll never forget. This is what I knew.
Jesus.
That I was like Kevin Costner in Bull Durham when he's riding on the minor league buses and they're like, what's the big leagues like? And he's like, white baseballs. Like he was like telling the story of like, when you get to the major league level, they have like pure white baseballs. Erin's major league moment for me as I was sitting on the minor league bus that was the Big Ten Network, with all due respect, of course, was she had a handler. She had like somebody
a runner, right?
Who brought over, she was leaving. She was going to catch her flight. She was out of there. The second she was done, peace out. Game was almost over. We're winding down. 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Bye, Felicia.
Seriously. The runner comes over with her rolling suitcase, which already I don't think I had the money for at that point. It was still a backpack. And she had a pillow on the suitcase. And I was like, oh my God, she's so rich. She traveled.
And it wasn't one of those ones that go around your neck, just to let people know.
It wasn't a Tempur-Pedic horseshoe by Hudson News. This was like... This was like full down comforter.
That's not true.
4,000 thread couch,
no.
Pillowcase. I'm like, she's so rich. She can travel with a huge king size down pillow and she has someone bringing her suitcase to her. Erin's still rolling her eyes. There was a moment where I thought to myself, I know I will have made it when I'm a runner. Bring me my rolling suitcase and my pillow. And off she went, like into the night.
Like Giselle on a catwalk.
Yeah, exactly. She flew out of the arena, like her hair flowing. And I remember sitting there in my express suit that I had spent all my allowance on to buy it. And I was like, one day I'll get there.
Oh God,
the handler. And that was the thing where I was like, they knew that, and you couldn't have been nicer in that moment. But I just remember looking at you and being like, someday you'll get there.
Okay. Side note about the pillow. The pillow I live by. The pillow is my baba, my girlfriend, my Wear COO, Lauren Fenner, who is listening right now, knows way too damn much about this pillow. That pillow is a Tempur-Pedic neck pillow. Side note, I have the worst posture in the world. Part of the reason why I was called Minute. I was very, very tall growing up, so I was hunched over, never put my shoulders back. Also, side note, I fell when I was in junior high, passed out because I had my ears pulled back.
Wait, you had your ears pulled back?
Yes. One of my ears was folded over when I was born. 2 days later, it straightened back up. It always stuck out a bit. I was going through this phase in junior high of wearing my hair in a slick back ponytail or bun because I was a dancer. And I had said to my mom, "Mom, my ears stick out." And she was always like, "If it bothers you, we could go have them fixed. It's not a big deal. Your dad always needed to have them done, but your grandmother wouldn't do it." So my mom was like, "Let's go do it." It was a day surgery, not a big deal. All they have to do is like make a couple incisions, roll the cartilage back, and your ears are pulled back. Had it done. Going into ninth grade, ready for this?
I'm Get all ears for this story.
So I go, I have it done, get the surgery done. I walk out in like this huge head wrap, go to lay down in the living room. My head started hurting. Well, because I just had surgery. I go to walk into my mom's room and I'm like, "Mom, I have a headache." She's like, "Lay down. I'll go get you some Tylenol." Of course, I didn't listen to her. What did I do? I stuck my finger up my bandage because I had an itch, pulled it out, nasty like ooze and pus. My mom doesn't know it. I follow her out into the kitchen. I live in Florida. There's tile floors. All of a sudden, my mom said she thought she heard a bag of bricks hit the ground. It was me. I passed out. What? Massive whiplash. My sister just told me the other day my head hit the stove. Who knew? All I remember waking up to is the golden retriever licking my face. My sister is screaming, "She's dead, she's dead." And my mom's on line one with my dad. I don't remember anything. The only thing I do remember is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was on the TV. And I said, "Didn't we just see that?" And my mom's like, "Yes, good." So anyways, I had my ears pulled back. I hurt my neck as a kid. So I always have to sleep with this Tempur-Pedic pillow.
Incredible. This is why you had the pillow. I just thought it's because you're rich.
No, it's not. But now I'm not rich because the problem with this damn pillow, not only is it fantastic, there's no like latch on it. I leave it every freaking place I go. No, it rolls up into a navy little container. It rolls up and it's dark. So every car service you're in, rental car, it matches the upholstery. What do? You grab your purse, you grab your backpack, you grab your luggage. Oh shit, I left my $80 Tempur-Pedic pillow. I kid you not, I've probably spent over under, you're a betting gal, maybe over $200,000 on these pillows. I've left one in every damn city. I have. If you found my pillow, let me know.
Well, as a professional swipe up individual, who was the pillow by?
Tempur-Pedic. It's the best.
Literally a Tempur-Pedic.
I've tried. I've said, "Listen, this pillow is amazing. I'd love to do ads for you." Wah, wah, no interest.
Okay. Well, as an ad gal herself, I'm going to assume that you are going to get a bigger deal on this one. You should do the swipe up code Aaron20 for your discount on a Tempur-Pedic pillow. I'm going to tell you again, look at my rage on swipe ups is at all time high. You know who else does a swipe up and has no shame about it?
Who?
Devin White.
Devin White can do anything. He's the best.
We're going to get back to your ear story in a second because don't think I'm just going to run right over that real quick.
You better because these ears are ringing.
Oh my God. Well, so are our listeners. Devin White said, "I was like, dude, you were wearing cowboy boots in that picture of him and his horse." This was, you know, pre him winning the Super Bowl. He's like,
"Super
oh,
Bowl
yeah,
champ.
Justin boots." He's like, I was like, "I want to use the discount code," because he was offering Devin 20 off, like 20% off. Justin boots are really expensive. And I go, "I'm going to use the swipe up code." He goes, "Oh, no. I got another pair coming out. Even better. Devin 40. I said, "That's right. And we don't mean your 40 time at the combine, Devin. We mean 40% off. Now back to your ears. Is this podcast over? We have any more time?" That's an incredible fun fact about you.
What was worse about it, not only did I get whiplash, crack my skull, the sutures that were supposed to dissolve in my ear ended up opening up. The Andrews family on a family trip to San Francisco because my dad had a job interview. And all of a sudden I'm like, "Mom, there's stuff coming from my ears." We're like at some, you know, hotel. She's like, "Oh my God, her sutures have opened." Like I have gaping wounds in the back of my head. My poor mom is trying to deal with this as her two kids are in a hotel in San Francisco. Like it's a National Lampoon's episode.
Oh my God, Audrey. Audrey can't feel her face. It's all part of the experience. That tree wouldn't fit in our yard.
Yeah. Bend over, God. And I'll show you.
Good. It's all good. We're going to take another break here so I can collect my thoughts because I have so many more questions about Aaron's ear surgery. We will be back with more Calm Down podcasts right after this. Welcome back, everybody, to Calm Down, the podcast that you find out things about your friends that you didn't know.
Yeah, you're ripping on my pillows, and little did you know, it's because of a condition I have.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I'm all in on this ear story. Those of you just joining us, Erin just told me that she had an elective surgery, and it was a condition for her ears. That's why your hair looks so great in those ponytails. Also, didn't know that like when you're wearing these, it's still going to affect you.
Yeah, we didn't get to that. So two quick things about having the ear surgery I've learned. If I do a game in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm screwed. I have to wear some sort of hat because if it gets down below 70 degrees, my ears get sensitive. They cannot take cold. Also, sitting at a shampoo bowl or anybody who goes to flip my ears over, I instantly convulse because they're super sensitive. So again, fun facts about me and my ears.
Yeah. And so now I won't make fun of your pillow anymore. You actually needed it. So my apologies. But yes, Erin and I have been friends for a long time and I didn't know that. We have plenty of stories, most of which we can and will share. That's the whole reason to have a podcast, is to say everything on here that we can't say on television.
I was told today to be careful with this next story. I was told, just
by
be careful.
Who?
Gerard Lee stole. He goes, just be careful. I was like, you don't even know this story, Jarrett. What are you talking about? This is pre-you.
I love Jarrett, though. Jarrett is so responsible.
Oh,
if Kyle
sure.
tried to tell me something, I'd be like, don't tell me that. All right. So I'm in New York right now. Erin lived in New York many years ago.
Yeah.
And why did you move to New York originally? What year was this? Because my memory, I don't remember yesterday.
What year would it have? I think it was my last year at ESPN, which I don't even remember when that was. And then I had just broken up with somebody and I was just over it. I was living in Atlanta. I do love Atlanta. I love their food. I miss it desperately. But I mean, how about this move? I was like, screw it. I'm just leaving. And I ended up running an apartment there in Tribeca. Had the time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was going to try to be Carrie Bradshaw for a minute. Didn't find Mr. Big out. Well, actually, I feel like I met Mr. Big in LA and then had to move. But yeah, went to New York. And then it was such a fun time that you said to me, you were out. Were you out there? Were you visiting?
Yeah. So we overlapped at ESPN, but we never worked together because
right.
you were always out doing games. And so then I was doing Sports Nation at that point. So I was based in Bristol, but nobody needs to be in Bristol when you're single on the weekends ever.
Oh, so you were in Bristol when we went out that time.
Yeah. Okay. I would always come up to New York on the weekends because my girlfriend Megan lived here and her brother Ryan. And so I would always stay with them and we were going out. This was the point in our friendship where our friendship has had like ebbs and flows. Like we were really close or we weren't that close because we were traveling. Like we've kind of like come in and out of like our closeness and friendship in the past couple of years, like as close as we've ever been. But this was a point where we were like peripherally friends kind of.
Right. Trying to feel each other out, try each other on.
Yeah. Because you know how girls are weird and whatever. But anyway, so I was like, well, I'm going to invite my girlfriend, Erin. Like she just moved into the city. Let's see if she wants to come out. She's a good time. So
it was a Sunday. And remember, tell everybody the weekend, you know it was, but it wasn't the day she died. It wasn't.
So I have a love affair with Whitney Houston. I had a poster of her on my wall growing up. My Uncle Kevin bought me the poster. Rest in peace, Uncle Kevin. That's a story for another day. And I was obsessed with Whitney Houston. She, of course, died the Grammy weekend. And so we were at this brunch spot, which seemed normal until the lights.
You knew exactly what was going to happen. I had never been there. I was the little like girl in New York from Atlanta, Tampa that didn't know anything. Let me tell a little story here. I came back home to New York on a Sunday. I had just worked a game at Vanderbilt. I'll never forget it because I was doing Saturday night basketball there. And that's when it broke that Whitney Houston died. Go home to New York. I get a text from Carissa. Come meet me at brunch in the meatpacking district. I was like, oh, this is fabulous. A little brunch. I'll wear a great navy blazer, my hair in a tight bun, and this will be fantastic. I'm so fancy. I show up to this place that only my husband and Carissa would know back in the day. Go ahead.
It turns into a full-on club. Of course, I knew that, but I couldn't say that to Erin because I knew that she wouldn't come.
I'm a prude.
Like, hey, do you want your eggs Benedict with a side of DMX and a full-on, you know, strobe light where your neon acrylic nails are lighting up?
Right.
Mine were.
Is it Bagatelle or Bagatelle? Because Jarrett says Bagatelle.
No, Bagatelle? No.
No, it's Bagatelle? It's Bagatelle. Okay, fancy.
Maybe he was at the after hours.
I mean, pretty sure knows a Bagatelle and a Bagatelle when he sees it. So show up, and I actually did order an omelet. And it is. It's what, for all of you that don't know, apparently I was the only one that didn't know about this restaurant. It is. It's like a white tablecloth. It's very fabulous. Like, you're like, oh, this is so, New York is so fun.
My ears are hurting just from talking about the ears. I have to keep adjusting my headphones. Okay,
try to have them pulled back. So it is white tablecloth. You know, we order a fabulous omelet. And then all of a sudden, shit gets weird. Like, how does it go down? I kind of forgot.
Well, the lights get lower and all of a sudden, like, a certain crowd comes in and you're like, all right, shit's starting to heat up here. We got some
action. Drinks are coming out.
Drinks are coming out. Bottomless mimosas turn into, like, bottomless screwdrivers. Like, we've elevated the champagne into vodka. Now we're spraying the champagne.
A DJ comes out.
DJ, that's always your first clue.
He was right by our table.
VIP. So then all of a sudden people are dancing on the tables. And I remember Erin looking at me and she's like, what's happening? And I'm like, just go with it, Erin. And because Whitney Houston had just passed away, every song was like a Whitney Houston rendition. Diplo, line one. It was remix. And I was having the time of my life. And afterwards, I remember I even text Ryan this week and I was like, do you have any pictures from that time? And he goes, no, thank God. And I'm thinking, because who knows what ended up happening, but it was a good time had by all. So that's when I knew that Erin was like kind of afraid of me because she's like, she's a mess.
But I had a time. I mean, what do you mean you don't remember? I remember exactly. Remember that tight bun I talked about and that navy blue blazer? Mm-hmm. I walked into this fabulous place. We walked out. We had brunch probably at 11 or noon. We left, I remember, at like 6-7 o'clock at night. Blazer gone, missing, MIA, with the pillow. If anyone finds a pillow and a blazer, let me know. The bun, it was then a soaking wet head. Like, I just got off a Peloton. Like, yeah, this stuff comes all full circle. It got so hot in this civilized restaurant. I mean, the stuff I was doing, it got so hot, the windows started to fog up. I thought it was so funny and cute with my 7 mimosas I had. I said, Carissa, watch. I reenacted Kate Winslet from Titanic. I put my hand up on the glass and then like this on the YouTube, hand up on the glass and then made it quiver, come down. I thought it was so funny in my missing blazer and weird hairdo. It was the time of my life and I'll never forget it. It was so much fun. It says a lot about my life.
And I will always love you after that, because the fact that you said your hand quivering down the front, the window, but it's true. Erin reenacted the whole scene from Titanic where Kate's in the back of the, you know, Model T Ford and the bowels of the Titanic. It was hysterical, but we had
went out after that. I was the lame one that went home. You went out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I've had to have so much Botox, is because I've had to like cover up these wrinkles from my partying days. I do need to lay off. I have laid off the Botox as of late, although it doesn't look like it. So I'll tell you why I needed Botox. I'm so stressed out from another trip that we had. We went out to the Hamptons for a weekend because, again, we were trying to be Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
I rented a car. It was like that from that scene, actually, where Carrie like goes to rent a car and she like drives 2 feet out of the thing and then drives right back. Anyways, I pick you up at your apartment and we're driving out to the Hamptons. I've never driven in New York. I mean, hi, I know how to drive, but like, who rents a car in New York? No one. We didn't want to pay to go on the jitney. We weren't rich enough to actually like take a helicopter out there. No. So we're driving. I get a speeding ticket on my way out there. I'm like, fuck. And at this point, I had never actually ever gotten a speeding ticket. It was like the only thing that like,
really?
I had never gotten a speeding ticket prior to that. So I was annoyed, but then I was also like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, it's whatever. I'm 26 at this point or however old we were. And I'm like, it's about time I get a speeding ticket. No, not going to ruin my weekend. So we go out to the Hamptons.
Nope, not going
to
ruin it.
Nope, not going to do it. We have quite the time. We'll save all those stories for another podcast because there's a lot to digest there.
Yeah.
So then after a great time out there, we drive back. It's really early in the morning. I have to fly out. Something happens. You're wearing your Florida Gator sweats, I remember. I'm wearing my Zit cream on my face, the Mario Badusco, the drying cream. So it's like, it looks like you have like calamine lotion, whatever it is when you have poison ivy. We get pulled over again, me driving. I'm like, fuck, this is twice in 3 days I'm pulled over. I'm like, Erin, me trying to like whore out my friend. I'm like, Erin, you're Erin. So throw yourself together and try to sweet talk your way out of this ticket. And she's like, what? And I'm like, anyways,
get me out of this.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to get me out of this. Start sweet talking, do something, whatever. Hand them your license. So the cop's not buying it. He gives us another ticket. Needless to say,
I cried.
Oh yeah. I mean, please pull out all the stops. I never paid the tickets.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure there's still a warrant out for, right? Is that how that works? Like, don't you get a warrant out for your arrest if you don't go to...
Your husband's a lawyer. Ask him.
I know. I should ask him. Kyle? He's at work. But also look, again, for the YouTube, look at the weird haunting light in the corner because it's gotten so dark in New York right now. And it's just like one light. Is this Little Women? Is that a lantern? So yeah, so we've had some fun, interesting times here in the city. But yeah.
We'll weave in more stories as we go through. We've got to get to our wedding story and we'll definitely do that. I think we need a special guest to tell.
Oh, I know. Aaron got married in one of the most amazing places ever. And it was a weekend of fun. As you know, I just get married and I can only have 10 people there because of COVID. So my wedding was not as exciting for a number of different reasons. Sadly, everyone wearing a mask. But Aaron got married in a really fun place and there were some really fun guests. And my plus one is never boring. At that point in my life. So whenever I needed a plus one, I wasn't in a relationship, I would make Larry David be my plus one. So
that's our teaser.
Yeah. That was not name dropping. That's just literally like him and I were both so lame. We weren't in relationships. And so then whenever we needed somewhere to go, someone, we would like invite each other. But that was fun. Yeah. We'll tell that another time. That could be a whole episode. We'll make Larry come on for that one.
No, he has to. Okay, so we're going to transition from getting speeding tickets to giving out awards. Ready? We're going to do a calm down award.
It's a major award.
It's a major award for Geely. We didn't give out one last week. We're going to do this one. You didn't get a chance to watch the Golden Globes last night.
I didn't. I was on a plane flying from LA to New York. So that was the entire flight and they didn't have live TV. But I did see a recap today and was filled in by you.
Yeah, I actually really loved it this year because... Well, with quarantine, we watched a lot of the shows. And so that was exciting because half the time, Jarrett and I, we have zero idea who's up for whatever and we don't know anyone. My calm down award, and again, this isn't my world. Listen, I'm the girl always in t-shirts and sneakers. I just felt like it was such a special event in such a crappy time. We get it. It's a Zoom call. It's not being there. It's not the red carpet. Just the people like in their jammies and... You know, their hooded sweatshirts. I just feel like it's such a special moment. It's not only honoring you, but it's also your entire crew, everybody that spent so much time and effort and hoping that you would have this moment. I feel like it's honoring them as well. I mean, we saw some amazing gowns, and I'm not even saying being in a gown, but maybe just not your jammies and a hooded sweatshirt. That's my calm down award. It's the Globes, for goodness sake. Get it together.
And this is coming from someone who, on our first podcast with Kevin Hart, you're the biggest advocate of jammies. You're just saying there's a time and place, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, gal, Wonder Woman. Yeah. Is it? Is the T silent?
I don't know, but she's lovely.
And she was pregnant and she's in heels and she's still dressed up. I mean, she's all of it. Vivica Fox. Who else?
Kelly Cuoco. Love her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I just feel like I get it. Been there, done that. But after this past year, we don't know if we're going to get there and do that again. And I just feel like there's a time and a place. And I actually feel like those people may look down the road and be like, meh, maybe I should have given a better effort. I don't know.
I love that you said the part about for the crew. Right? Because it's not just about you. Like when you're honored, right? When Moira wins the award for Schitt's Creek, like that's that whole cast that puts her in a position, you know, to win the award. And that's, I like that. So, all right. A little effort goes a long way on something like that. I'm with you.
And I'm not saying you have to be in couture or a ballroom gown. Nobody hates a ballroom gown more than me. And of course, we'll get to that down the road. I mean, who doesn't love to shove 8 mic packs up your Spanx and then call it a day? But maybe just put a little something on. I mean, this coming from the girl that probably should contour more for her husband. You know what I mean? He's sick of seeing me in spandex.
I know. Maybe I should make more of an effort. I will. So that's actually great. We should make that a podcast topic.
What's that?
Effort. Just effort in general. So many things we can talk about. I love this.
I know.
Platform.
I agree, except for cutting you off. I apologize for that. I will make a better effort on that. But yeah, I feel like we kind of summed it all up there. What do you think?
I'm appreciative of the listeners. We will talk about all the things you guys want. I think that's another sort of call to action, as the kids say, is that Aaron and I are open for all the ideas. As the listeners, what do you guys want to hear? Do you want more stories of nonsense that we've had? Do you want more behind the scenes? We have a lot of guests coming up on the horizon, so we're excited to share those with you as well. But we are open to all and any suggestions. So Aaron mentioned our social handles. We'll include those again. And you can always DM us on our Calm Down podcast. We see and we hear everything that you guys are saying. So
we
appreciate the support. Aaron, I love you. I love that this podcast, after 15 years of friendship, is still teaching me things about you. And we'll keep it going. So that's it for me.
If my mom can find pictures of me in that head bandage, I'll see if I can post it on our socials. So look out for that when I got the ears done. You know what I mean?
Well, Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. I'll never look at the Bahamas the same again. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.